Tahima, 38 seconds to go here in the first half. Coach Comet calls to be patient. They're going to wait for the last shot. Peterson looks. Nothing there. Comet looks. She takes it over to the left side. Picks up her dribble. Throws it to the top to Casey Peterson. Peterson tries to split the defenders. Throws it back up. They got Deering one-on-one. She's going to take it. Loses control. Has it skipped away by Faith. Faith skips the court. Faith checks the court. 14 seconds. She takes Comet one-on-one to the hoop. Comet fails her before the shot. No basket. It's going to be on the floor.
That was a good call. She didn't stop. She didn't have the ball in her hands before she got fouled, so that was a really good call by the referee.
Team split, and I really don't think that Comet needed to foul. I think Krebs got herself at a bad angle underneath. She tried to go around and Comet slid down on Krebs. Really, I don't know whether she made the basket.
Yeah, it looked like Comet was a touch off balance and couldn't quite stop herself from hitting her.
5 seconds to go. Push off down. If you got a little bit, Anderson brings it. It's right there. They're going to get a 2-1 left. That's going to be 13-8 at the end of the first half. The Muskie with the lead. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back right after we hear from our sponsors.
If you're looking for a commitment-free cellular solution, it has never been more affordable to get a Fast-Track prepaid phone from Thumb Cellular. Fast-Track prepaid gives you the convenience and security of a cellular phone without the monthly bill and commitment. Right now, for just $75, you can get everything you need for an entire year's worth of service. A great phone, and 375 nationwide minutes that are good for an entire year. All that for just $75. No bills, no commitment, just worry-free cellular service all year long. Give it to your kids, throw it in your purse, or carry it on your belt. And with Fast Track Prepaid, you can add more minutes anytime by stopping into one of their convenient locations throughout the Thumb area. So stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. And ask for the security plan. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Would you like to be so close to the action that you see the players sweat? So close you can hear them call the next play? You can. There's always a need for new high school officials in all sports. It's a great way to get back in the game, give back to the game, and be a part of our young people's educational experience. Getting involved is easy. Go online to MHSAA.com to register. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
We're back here at High River Beach High School, where the Smusky Redskins have a 14-8 lead over top of the Lakers in the halftime. Brent, you got some stats for us?
Well, I do. Real quick, I can tell you, Whitney Fox had 6 for Sandusky, Gravis had 4, and then two other individuals had 2 apiece, Krause and Emily Hale. And for Lakers, really, the all 8 points were scored by the freshman, Kayla Deering. So definitely something Lakers has to work on at halftime or talk about is they need more offense, I think, particularly from Taylor Common, who's a 4-year varsity player. She's got to do a better job creating her own offense. And that, I think, will open some things up for some other people, like Crone, like Peterson, so that everything doesn't fall on Deering trying to score the basketball.
You know, what we've seen a lot of is we've seen very patience from Lakers, and I can appreciate the fact they're trying to be patient, but they've been passing around as a top. If they want to get Comet involved in this offense, she's going to have to dribble, penetrate, and try to split the seam of the zone. We haven't seen them try to split the seam of the zone yet. You know, and everybody knows you want to draw 2 in, it's going to make somebody wide open. Packers have had. Matson has had some wide open looks. Casey Peterson has had some wide open looks from the side. Her shot's just not falling. I really think if Casey Peterson takes one or two dribbles in and takes that little bit shorter shot, she's going to have time, but it seems like they're too intimidated to go in there that maybe their shots are going to be blocked. They're very apprehensive about trying to dribble in a ways and take the shot in the defense force. And Dusky, they just can't buy a basket right now. This score should be 34, and you know, for as many shots as they've taken, they had some wide open threes that rattled or hit the rim and didn't go in, and they also had some rebounds that they got back that they put up so hard they came right back into the Lakers' hands. So, you know, Lakers, is, by all means, is in this ballgame. If I would have been tired and thought that the score was 14-8 at halftime, I'd have been very happy, but they definitely got to come out and be more intensified on their offense end here, and like you said, not, you know, try to make Deering carry this load right now.
Yeah, one of Coach Cohen's big keys tonight was to come out and be in the game early, which they definitely are. I don't think he's probably totally happy with the production on offense, but that is, you're down 6 points at halftime to a very good Sandusky team. So you take that into the locker room, you build on that, you figure out a way. Like you said, we do not see a single dribble penetration from anyone on Lakers teams. They've got to have some more of that. Madison needs to keep shooting, too. She's a good shooter. Looks like her shot's just a touch off tonight, but you can work through that during the course of a game, and I think she starts hitting them, and that opens up a whole different level of offense for Lakers.
And Sandusky really didn't open this lead up until the last, 30 seconds of the game, maybe 50 seconds of the first half, I should say. They made a three, and then they had a controversial call with Deering. I won't say controversial, the fans thought it was. You and I could see that it was clearly a block, and then she got it with the body. So they were a little frustrated by that. And, of course, you see that for your fans. You know, so many times you try to educate people and say, hey, your fans feel off it. Sometimes it's a good thing. It gets them fired up. Other times it gets the players thinking, well, we didn't get that right call, and they get focusing on that too much. So you appreciate the fan support, but at the same time you want the fan support for the good things and try to let the bad things go if you can't put the charge.
The other thing I'm a little surprised about, I'm surprised that Sandusky has tried to push the ball off the court a little bit more. They like to get in transition, get some easy baskets. Lakers is doing a fantastic job, like you mentioned, in the first half on that 2-3 zone. They're really sagging in the middle when the ball goes in there, but to counteract that, Sandusky could, on rebounds, try and get the ball off the court quicker, and so far we've not seen him try and do that.
I think when they come out of the locker room, though, I think knowing DeMatt and his experience, he's not going to let them hang around anymore. He's going to go for the throat or for the game. Right now, here in the first probably 3-4 minutes when they come out in this quarter, he's going to give it the gusto. I think you're going to see that three-quarter press come to probably more like a four-quarter press, or you're going to at least see them trapping on that first pass as soon as they come across the timeline, because they kind of showed their hand a little bit there a couple of times when the Lakers was making what looked like a run or had the control of the tempo, and that takes me back to the key of my game. The keys of the game for Lakers was continue with what they've been doing all year long, inside-outside game, using Comet. They have not used Comet to her strength yet tonight.
You're exactly right, and I think, like you just said, the first 4 minutes of the third quarter are absolutely huge for Lakers. Sandusky's going to come out. They're going to put the full court, press on them, so to speak, push the ball, and Lakers has got to respond. If they, you know, they come out and get down another 6 or 8 points, all of a sudden, they're mailing it in. So they really got to come out. Those first 4 minutes are critical for Lakers.
And I think Lakers could come out and do the same thing. They could come out and easily pick up the intensity, and if they score a basket, turn around and press. Because so many people are intimidated by pressing Sandusky. And I've never seen that as being a problem. I mean, there's many times I tried to bug you into pressing them. I'm like, come on, let's press them. And at times we did it and it worked, but, you know, you got to pick and choose your poison, too. But I think this year it's the team that you have a better chance at pressing him and get away with it. Well, before we knew DeMatt could always get up and down the court and beat your press. You know, everybody had their secret weapon, and she was a threat then. But right now, they don't have, well, I shouldn't say they don't have that threat. I just think it's a little bit easier to press this team than it was in the past.
They don't have that one really quick throw. They have some good ball handlers, but not great ball handlers. As Reese proved, they're susceptible to a press. So if Lakers has the horses to do it, it'd definitely be an option they could explore and see if they couldn't play a little bit of that on defense.
All right, when we come back from these commercial breaks, we'll have the start of the second half for you. As we leave here, again, Sandusky leads at the half, 13-8 over the Lady Lakers.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline.